This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Ken Blackwell, former Secretary of State for the state of Ohio, also the 2006 nominee for Governor of Ohio for the Republican Party. He's now with the Family Research Council and is co-author of the brand new book, The Blueprint, Obama's Plan to Subvert the Constitution and Build an Imperial Presidency. His co-author is Ken Klukowski. A couple of weeks ago, Mr. Blackwell and I spoke about what he sees as the president's agenda in nominating people to federal courts, including the Supreme Court. But now we'll take a look at the larger book and what he sees as the critical issues when it comes to the fight over the Obama agenda. And Ken, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you, Greg.
Right off the bat here, Ken, you and your colleague Ken Klukowski talk about the four pillars of how the Obama administration tries to assert more control over the government and grab more power for itself. You say it's crisis, break down the straw man, find a bogeyman, and declare a victim. And you say this is basically the pattern for each issue to make the American people go along with their agenda. Explain that briefly.
And they do it so meticulously that it's alarming. The pushback that I give to many on the left is that I don't say that the president is a tyrant. I don't say that his plan is clandestine. I basically say that it is a well-thought-out plan that has to be debated in the public arena, and those of us who are constitutionalists and originalists cannot roll over and play dead. Look, the Constitution is the only thing, and we lay this out in the book. The Constitution is the big rock in the middle of the road of Obama's push to give us a European-style socialist economy and to run faith and freedom out of the public square. The second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence sort of sets the framework for the Constitution. It says that it's based on basic truths, and one of these is that we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, which means that our rights are not gifts from government. They are gifts from God. They are not grants from government. They are gifts from God. And that means that we have inherent human rights that governments can only promote them or protect them. The Obama motto is one that gives more power to the state, not only to the state, but gives more power to the executive and destroys the balance of power and the separation of powers that the Constitution and the framers basically saw and as a way of making sure that we had limited government. You remember, they were trying to get away from the imperial monarch. They were trying to get away from the suffocating powers of a state. They believed in individual liberty. They believed in choice in the marketplace. And that's what is problematic for the Obama administration. And so he wants to create a presidency in new design that would have unprecedented power, and he would do this, and he's pressing the envelope by doing a lot of things in terms of executive regulation as opposed to congressional legislation. So Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid might want to roll over and rubber stamp the president's agenda. But none of us should want to give up the sovereignty of the people in this state as being the ultimate authority on what the supreme law of our land is.
Real quickly on the last question, Ken, obviously, as I'm sure you've noticed, a large percentage of Americans are not okay with what's been happening here for the past couple of years, and a lot of cases for many years prior to that. How will that impact the Obama strategy here? How important are these midterm elections, and how do you expect him to try and right the ship from his perspective?
Well, there are two things. One, I think the midterm elections are very important. In 1994, Republicans picked up 52 seats in the House. I think that we have a very good shot of picking up 45 to 49 seats in the House this time around. In 1994, Republicans picked up 10 Senate seats. I think that we have a very good chance to match that in 2010, but we can't sit on the sidelines as citizens. We have to be engaged, and we have to be on the front line. And one indicator to me that there is a rising level of concern, frustration, and determination to stop this sort of central government takeover of our lives is just how well this book is selling. I mean, it was a Washington Post number one bestseller the first week that it was out, and it was number one in a couple of categories on Amazon. So, you know, people are anxious to look at a description of what the Obama plan is, but as we lay out in the book, we don't only just tell you what his plan is, we tell you how to stop his plan.
And again, the book is The Blueprint, Obama's Plan to Subvert the Constitution and Build an Imperial Presidency. The authors are Ken Klukowski and my guest for the last several minutes, Ken Blackwell. Sir, thank you very much for your time today.
Good to be with you, Greg.
Ken Blackwell, former mayor of Cincinnati, former Secretary of State for the state of Ohio. He's now with the Family Research Council. And again, the book is The Blueprint. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.